Recording's in progress at 7 o'clock. You guys please turn on your microphones. Call this meeting to order. Welcome everybody. Thank you for coming. That will move us on to agenda item number 2, which is consent approval of the Planning Commission minutes from August 14th, 2024. Any concerns about them? You'll get a chance to read them.
I did read them.
All right.
You did. Well, I'm sure you did.
I didn't make sure it was accurate.
Well, if there's nothing that needs changing in them, I'll entertain a motion to approve them.
Okay. I'll second that.
Well, oh, we gotta make it first.
Yeah, oh, you can make it last.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting. August 14th, 2024.
There you go. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
That was all of us. Minutes pass. Moves us on to agenda item number 3, which is discussion, action, recommend to grant proposed conditional use permit number 144 for holistic healing and wellness services and coaching as a home occupation located at 608 West 2425 North with Vowing Day. So, Jenny, do you want to introduce this? And then we'll have the applicant come up and take questions.
Sure. Good evening, commissioners.
Oh, you don't have to. It would be helpful.
So this is an application for a home occupation, and there is an outline of the property. There was an outline of the property. Of where the property is located, and the entrance to the home occupation, and I pulled up for your review the basis for issuance of a conditional use permit, and also the home occupation standards, if you'd like to go through any of those with the applicant. She is present.
Okay. Please come up and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about what you're doing.
Sure. I'm Valine Day. I do holistic healing and wellness at my home. So I have clients that come and I do anything from foot zoning, face zoning, Reiki, or coaching. Just really depends on the client. I also do cranial sacral and sometimes like yoga, individual yoga, breathwork sessions. That's pretty much it.
So.
So I usually only have one client at a time.
Okay.
And it just depends on the day, but I never have more than 5 in a day. But like I said, one at a time.
Are they coming and going at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the most is like if somebody has to wait 5 minutes for the person to finish up or whatever, but yeah.
And are they parking in the driveway or are they parking on the street?
They do both. It just depends. Yeah, they can. There's room for them on the driveway. We have a big driveway, but most people just park under the trees for the shade. But in the winter, I have people drive or pull into the driveway. So
okay. One at a time. So it's 2 cars maximum. So that shouldn't be a big issue there.
So what are your hours? What do you open your hours with people?
It just varies, but I'm typically open like Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 ish. But usually 9 to 3, but
it's not super late at night.
Yeah, no.
I'm not super early either, which is great.
Yeah, I do it while my kids are at school, so.
I say the hours in the code are 7 to 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you, so with the particular strategy, I'm blanking on it, method, maybe. Do you have to have any licensures to do any of that sort of thing, and do you have them?
Yes.
Okay.
So, for foot zoning, it is through the Utah Foot Zoning Association, and that's done, and then all my other ones are certified through different avenues, but it's not like massage therapy or anything like that. So, like cranial sacral, I just got from an individual person who was certified to teach me to do it, so.
The other question I had is, you mentioned that you're not, I forget the word you use, not a vendor, a reseller.
Yeah.
So you're not selling to the public. You would only be passing along the product to your client if they're interested in buying that particular
product. Yes.
So would you order it for them and then just give that to them?
Yeah.
Do you have it actually in your house and they can just say, I want some of this or I want some of that?
I have like very limited things. So I do like essential oils, so that's under an MLM. And then I have like clean, simple eats and just ingredients, which is like protein, greens, stuff like that. But I keep very small quantities, or I order it specific to them. So it's not like I get way less of that than I do from Amazon for myself. So I don't have like a ton of packages or like storage or anything like that. Yeah. And then I have my like user tax reseller certificate, whatever that thing is called through the state. So. The very official name that I don't remember.
Very good. We're glad you're in better health. You were sick last
month. I was.
Month, correct, right?
So is the bulk of your business from the sessions you do with your clients as opposed to product sales?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That is just very, like, if they have something going on and I recommend something or they need something specific for their health, then I order it.
The issue is G on the bullet points on the code, no wholesale or retail sales of products, product display or warehousing of products directly from the home, except those that are created on the property from a common trade or craft. So we're trying to see how prevalent that is and whether or not that's going to impede things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even mark it up or anything like that. They get the wholesale price that I pay, so I don't, I don't even consider it part of my business because I don't make money on it.
Right, it's just something else you do a little later.
Okay. Yeah, that was my only concern.
Yeah. That's why I
asked. So, what percentage of your house are you using for the business too? You can see.
I'm not good with
it. It's got to be less than a quarter.
Yeah,
of
it's
house.
Small. It was the front room and we just framed it in.
It's just an office.
So it's
yeah,
just
it's just an
room
office space. Yeah,
okay.
It's just one room.
Like 10 by 12 ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not an exact square.
It's not.
But yeah.
Not the whole house is the business or the whole
no.
first floor or something.
No.
Yeah. We just make sure of that.
Yep.
So if that wasn't clear in here. Other than that, I don't have issues with the parking.
I don't have.
And I doubt we have issues with the hours, especially with one at a time.
Right. Exactly.
So it's not going to cause any headaches for the neighbors. None of this stuff is going to create any noise or odors or other obnoxious side effects. So.
My neighbors only complain about dogs pooping in their yard. So.
Very publicly, as we're aware.
Yes. Yes.
That's also my neighborhood.
Yes.
Well, if there's no other concerns, or do you guys have any other concerns, questions, anything else that would hold this up?
Thank you for coming up and helping us to understand better.
Yep.
Yeah. We love entrepreneurs.
Thanks.
All right. Are we ready for a motion?
We're ready for a motion.
Okay. I motion that we approve the proposed conditional use permit number 144 for Holistic Healing and Wellness Services and Coaching as a home occupation located at 608 West, 2425 North. Yes.
Subject to the code.
Yeah. Subject to the Harrisville City Municipal Code. Man.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes. I just wasn't sure if that was all of us this time.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
All right. And as a reminder, since it's on here, there's 15 days for anyone who objects to the conditional use to appeal it. And after those 15 days, so on September 26th, you can come in and sign everything and you'll have their conditional use permit.
Okay.
Just you. I doubt anyone will. They don't often, but they have that in them.
Okay.
So that moves us on to agenda item number 4, which is public comments. So if any of you want to come and give us 3 minutes of your opinion.
Or 2 minutes, or 1 minute.
I don't know if no one wants to participate in public comment. move on to agenda item number 5, which is commission and staff follow-up. Jenny, you've got follow-up for us?
I do. I have a little follow-up for you. As the commissioners, your 4 hours of training, annual training, there is an opportunity. Our appeal authority, Craig Call, actually wrote a book called Ground Rules for Land Use, and last year they sent us the actual books. This year they have condensed it to a handbook, and this is a QR code where you can order it. I can either order enough for everyone if you'd like me to, or you can individually scan and have it sent to you.
It's pretty.
Yes, it's paid for out of the 1% surcharge on all of our building permits. That's what pays for the training through the Utah Land Use Institute. And this is also the website you can go to. They have training videos that you can take for your land use training. So you can go to the Utah Land Use Institute, so you can take a picture of this, or I can email it out to you, and you can snap. Whatever's easiest for you, I'm happy to support. So if it's easier for me to order the handbooks for you.
Easier for me. I don't
if
have
I just
a
order
QR code reader, therefore that goes
okay.
Work for me.
I can do that for you.
Thank you.
I'll just order enough for the commission and then have them as soon as they commit, if everybody's okay with
that. On that website with those trainings, like, mm-hmm. for to do them, just log our time?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, all of the trainings will have some type. Well, they don't all have a certificate at the end, but some of them do, and then just email me which ones you watched, what the date, time, and that's good enough documentation for us. I know that you've completed them. And they're across the board. They have development agreements, they have appeals, they have other subdivisions, at all kinds of land use code on there.
The book version is very nice to have.
Yes.
Have a lot of examples of what
that's
happens when you
case
law. I have
yeah.
I have 2 copies.
Are
there multiple editions?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think it's just one, and if there are copies of the original book that can be distributed or checked out, that would be helpful, because it is very informative. The other follow-up I have is the mayor and I attended the Utah League of Cities and Towns conference last week. There were a lot of housing discussions, as you can imagine, still a hot topic for the legislators, and some additional conversation around that. I'll just keep you up to date as we started the legislative policy committees that meets once a month outside of the session, and during the session we meet once a week. Those are starting up again as we talk about what the legislators might decide for the 2025 session. So I'll try my best to keep you apprised of all of those things.
I just heard the governor tonight talk about he has a certain number of low-income housing that he wants to be included throughout the state, so it'll be interesting.
There's some interesting projects going in with that too. Like the one in Pleasant View that made the news that is getting greatly expanded with that.
Pleasant View, I'm unaware of the Pleasant View one.
Just next to the freeway. It was in the papers that it was Pleasant View. I can double check the actual address.
There was one in Weber County that actually the governor referenced during, he was a keynote speaker on one of the days, and he referenced Weber County just approved a large project in between Far West and Plain City. I believe it's north of 2700-ish, and they are utilizing the deed-restricted housing that the legislators in the project, and it will have a variety of homes. They won't all be the same size, but it will have a certain number of affordable houses included in that.
Right.
That's something that we have implemented in our proposed discussions with developers, is whether they have a affordable housing element.
Right.
Trying to boost the ownership in the state. So that's all I have.
I did have one question on the development that's going in there, right on where 89 meets 750.
The Confluence.
Thank you. That I just when we looked at the initial design, they were going to have like a grassy area. Did we substitute that they could use as their grassy area?
The retention pond is grass.
Right, right. Because
the open space, it hasn't been developed yet.
Okay, because
most of that's behind it.
Well, as I was looking back there, it looks like the houses go all the way back. And I haven't walked back there, but I just thought, I don't know how they're going to put any green space back there.
I can have the building inspector take a look at the plan,
okay.
Make sure with the plot plan that it aligns with
it's following. Okay, good.
The master development agreement.
I just look at how tight everything is in
it's
there.
It's very tight.
Oh my gosh. And I just feel bad for those kids that aren't really have a place to play. I mean, it's just, this is
there is
so,
the open space that was part of the plan is on the east.
Right. The east, the northeast corner of that, right?
Which hasn't
as I remember.
Been developed quite
yeah,
yet. They're close.
The
I believe
close.
They've poured foundations for the remaining two buildings, but there was a proposed amendment, but I imagine that the developer decided not to request that because I haven't heard anything for a little while.
I just wanted to make sure that it was still on track to put some green space there.
In order to get it approved and final acceptance from the city, it has to be the development agreement.
As much green space as possible. Yeah.
Especially in denser places.
Yes.
It's hard to put it in when the housing gets denser.
Yes, exactly.
We have received feedback about the traffic issue on 2000 North, which they did put the signage up and we anticipate they'll have a no left turn sign to go into the development from 2000. We're hoping a lot of those traffic and congestion issues will be alleviated when they put the north 2550 connection. That's not available for people to use yet.
Right.
So we're hopeful that that will help some of that traffic.
Well, yeah, it'll normalize it so people get used to it too. Okay, thank you for that update. I appreciate it.
I will motion that we adjourn. Can I get a second?
I will second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Adjourn. Thank you for coming.
Yep. This is a fantastic meeting. Keep it up.
Thank you. What people bring.
It's true, but still.
If we have a public hearing and more people than just the mayor.
Yeah, when your ears start coming and they hate you because you're up here, that's when it gets really fun.
I've had a neighbor here both times, and it's been great.
That's awesome!
So where are you guys
at? I live on literally almost the same
border.
All right. Or, so I'm on 24.
You're at the North Ogden Harrisville border?
Nope. I used to live here. I live on the Harrisville Pleasantview border.
Which essentially is the same thing somewhere else.
It's quite a ways actually until we hit North Ogden again.
Yeah,
farther than
we get a lot of that. So
we gotta get down past the cove and you go through the bridge before you hit North Ogden.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I used to live in the